感谢神，我们在这个主日，我们还是继续来思想神的话语。
Praise the Lord, in the Sunday morning, let's continue to study the Word of God.
我们请大家起立，我们一起来读一处圣经的经文。
Please stand up, let's read a scripture.
我们一起来读屏幕上的约翰福音十二章四十七到四十八节。好，四十七节起。若有人听见我的话不遵守，我不审判他，我来本不是要审判世界，乃是要拯救世界。弃绝我不领受我话的人有审判他的，就是我所讲的道在末日要审判他。我们再来读一处圣经的经文，在约翰福音三章十六到十八节。
John 3:16 to 18。
约翰福音三章十六节起，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your word through the Bible.
你的话语就是我们脚前的灯，就是我们路上的光，照亮我们，不让我们落到黑暗当中。
Your word is a lamp to my feet and the light for my path, and shines on us so that we will not fall into darkness.
愿圣灵将神的话语刻在我们的心板上面。
And may the Holy Spirit carve your word in our heart.
愿圣灵加添我们的信心和力量，让我们不仅仅是能够明白神的话语，更是让我们能够遵行神的话语。
May Holy Spirit give us the strength and faith so that not only we will be able to understand the will of God, the word of God, we will be able to live them out.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.
在我们刚才所读的约翰福音十二章四十七节，主耶稣说，若有人听见我的话不遵守，我不审判他。
John 12:47, the Lord Jesus said, if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him.
我不知道有没有弟兄姊妹心里有这样的一个问题，就是哎，冯涛弟兄是不是把这个经文给记错了，抄错了
？I don't know if you have this such thought that maybe Barnabas has copied the scripture wrong.
也怎么可能？神说有人听见神的话，听见耶稣的话不遵守，耶稣还说他不审判这样的人。
How could the words like that, if anyone hears Jesus' word and does not believe, he will not judge him?
诚实地讲，当我看到这个经文的时候，我一看，我又回头再看一眼，我有没有看错
？To tell you the truth, and when I read the verse, and I read it once again to make sure I did not read it wrong.
这个地方这个中文圣经翻译成审判。那么英文圣经翻译成 judge，
and here it says judge。
那么没有人喜欢被 judge。
No one likes to be judged。
当我来到美国之前哈，那个时候就是有一些从美国来的一些宣教士他跟我们家关系很好。
And when I Before we came to the United States, and some missionaries had a good relationship with us.
因为他们是从美国来嘛，他们了解美国嘛。
And they came from the United States, so they know a lot about the U.S.
他们就跟我说：“哎呀，冯涛弟兄啊，你要去美国啊，我告诉你一件事情，你千万不要做啊，在美国。”
And they told us that before if you go to United States, I'll tell you that one thing you will never do it.
我说啊，美国不是自由的土地吗？怎么还有事情不能做呢？自由啊
！I see that America is a country full of freedom. What things can I not do？
哎，他说来，我告诉你一件事不能做，你不要 judge。
I will tell you one thing that you can never do. That's to judge.
你不要 judge 任何人。
Do not judge anyone.
你千万不要 judge。
Never judge.
但是我们美国人最讨厌被人架起了。
We Americans hate to be judged.
你不要成为一个让所有人都讨厌的人。
Do not make yourself the one that would be hated by others.
好了，我来到美国之后呢，碰到一些美国的弟兄姊妹哈，也很爱我，也很爱我们一家。
And came to the United States, and our family met a lot of brothers and sisters, and they loved us.
然后他也告诉我们，我告诉你一件事啊，你们刚来美国，你们要知道啊，有件事千万不能做。
They also told us that you first came to the United States, but I tell you one thing you can never do.
我说什么事啊？他说不要 judge.
He said, do not judge.
后来我发现确实是没有人喜欢 judge.
And I
found 被 judge 啊。
That no one likes to be judged.
当然了，这不是美国是这样的，这个全世界的人，全地的人都不喜欢被 judge.
Of course, it's not only the United States and people in all over the world.Do not like to be judged.
我以前在中国大陆的时候，一样的，我们看到有一些一些其他的国家呀，其他的一些人来说，哎呀，中国大陆这个不好，那个不好，我们听的也不舒服，不喜欢被 judge.
We were in the mainland China, and we heard some other countries or some other people say something like the it's not good in China or that is not good, and we don't like that kind of comments.
所以全地的人都不喜欢 judge.不喜欢被 judge.
People in all over the world don't like to be judged.
但是刚才我口误啊，但是全地的人都喜欢去 judge 别人。
But all over the world, people like to judge others.
但是都不喜欢被 judge.
But they don't like to be judged by others.
那么最不喜欢被 judge 的人呢，他们往往就用圣经的话语来支持他们的观点。
Those who don't like to be judged always find the Bible verses to support them.
那么在马太福音七章一节人们常常说，你看圣经这样说，你不要论断人，免得你们被论断。
People will quote Matthew 7:1, judge not that you not be judged, you be not judged.
然后很多人也会用我们今天刚刚读到的圣经的经文，约翰福音十二章四十七节，这里说，若有人听见我的话不遵守，我不审判他，我来本不是要审判世界，乃是要拯救世界。
Or some other people may quote the verses we just read, John 12:47. If anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world.
所以有些人就会说，你看，这是上帝亲自说的话，主耶稣说的话。第一，你们不要去论断人。
They would say that it's the word that Lord Jesus himself said, and he said, do not judge others. I do not judge them.
然后主耶稣甚至他说他自己都不去 judge 人。
Lord Jesus even said that he himself do not judge people.
甚至对那些听见耶稣的话不遵守的人，耶稣都说我不去审判他。
Even for those people who hear his words and does not believe, Jesus said he will not judge them.
那么很多人就说，所以今天很多时候我们会看见这个世界上有很多人去做一些明显是神所厌恶、神不喜悦的事情。
And today we saw a lot of people are doing those things obviously detestable to God.
比如说吸毒啊，或者是纵欲啊，或者是这种各种混乱、这种堕落的这种生活啊，这是明显是圣经告诉我们这是神所厌恶的罪。
And those use of drugs abuse, and those indulgence, and those corrupt kind of life, and that is detestable by God in written in the Bible.
但是人们就说，哎，你不可以 judge 我。
But people will say, you cannot judge me.
这是我的生活方式。
Because it's my lifestyle.
我也不伤害任何人。
I do not harm anyone.
你没有权利就是来审判我。
You do not have the right to judge me.
他说你看你们还是基督徒，你看连耶稣都说你们不要去审判不要去论断人，连耶稣他自己都说他不审判人。
You are Christians, and even Christ himself said he will not judge people.
所以有时候我们也会很困惑，我们到底怎么样去面对这个问题，到底是论价值还是不价值呢？
So sometimes we have this confusion whether we can we are we should be should judge or not to judge.
其实在我们以前哈来查考思想这个马太福音七章的时候，我们从上下文我们看到耶稣说你们不要论断人，这到底是什么意思？
And when we were studying the book of Matthew, chapter 7, we have talked about from the context of that chapter and what does Jesus mean by judge not?
耶稣说的意思呢，如果我们回到马太福音七章，我们会非常的清楚。耶稣说当你要指出别人的错的时候，你先要去去掉你自己的错，你先要看到你自己的错。
And if we go back to Matthew chapter 7, what Jesus meant is if you want to correct some other people, and you should first remove and take, remove your own mistakes.
所以耶稣他说呢，你先要把自己眼中的梁木拿掉，然后你才可以帮助你的弟兄拿。把你弟兄眼中的刺给拿掉。
And Jesus said, you should first remove the plank out of your own eye before you can help to remove the speck out of your brother's eyes.
所以，如果我们看马太福音七章，耶稣说，就是最终你还是要把你弟兄眼中的刺拿掉。
So from Matthew chapter 7, we can see that.At last, you should also you should help your brothers to take out the speck out of their eyes.
但是在这之前呢，你不要看不到你自己身上的罪，你自己身上的毛病。你要先对付你自己的罪，先拿掉你自己眼中的梁木。
But before that, you should not miss their own sin. You should first take out the plank out of your own eyes.
所以这是耶稣说，就是。其实耶稣讲这个比喻非常的清楚，就是我们眼睛里如果有东西要不要被拿出来。
So Jesus was very clear with that parable. If you have something in your eyes, should you remove it?
你有些眼睛里突然有沙子啊，有什么异物进去，你会非常的难受痛苦。
If you have sand or something else in your eyes, you will feel very uncomfortable.
然后你会想办法把它尽快的就是要取出来。
You'll find all the ways to take them out.
因为你很痛苦。
Because you are very painful.
但是如果你看到你的孩子眼睛里进了沙子啊，进了异物，你孩子很痛苦，你管不管？
But you have seen your child with something or sand in their eyes and he's very painful. Do you want to find ways to help him out?
然后比如说你所爱的人，你的妻子，你的丈夫啊，他眼睛里有一根刺。那你要不要帮助他拿出来呢？还是一直就留他在这个痛苦里呢？
If your loved ones, your husband, your wife, they have the speck of salt dust in their eyes and they're very painful, and do you want to help them out or you just let it be?
我们当然要帮助他。
Of course, we'll help them.
我们要帮助他，就是从这个痛苦当中出来，因为眼睛里有刺，很痛苦；人身上有罪，很痛苦。
Will help them out of their pains because it's very painful with the speck in their eyes, with the sin and on our bodies.
但是前提是我们要先认清我们自己的罪，我们要先拿掉我们自己眼中的这个梁木。
But first of all, we should be able to know clearly what our sins are and to remove the plank out of our own eyes.
那么在约翰福音十二章四十七节，主耶稣这里说他不审判或者他不 judge。
In John 12:47 Jesus said I do not judge。
那么其实呢，接下来四十八节就是我们刚才所读到的四十八节，说什么时候审判呢？
And the following verse 48 says that what it will be the time that he will judge。
末日要审判。
It's the end of the world.
就最终要不要审判，还是要审判。
And he will judge in the last day.
就说现在要不要审判呢？耶稣说，耶稣这一次来，第一次来，他是拯救，他不审判。
Will Jesus judge now? Because Jesus came the first time, and he said he will not judge.
他是来拯救的。
He came to save the world.
但是是不是永远不审判呢？
Will he never judge the world?
不是的。
No.
因为耶稣还要再来，在末日的时候要审判。
Because Jesus will come again in the last day to judge the world.
那个时候耶稣用审判的标准是什么? 耶稣就是用他所说的话 来审判。
And what standard will Jesus use to judge the world? By the word that he has spoken.
所以当我们面对上帝的时候, 每个人有一天都会面对上帝, 其实我们会非常清楚, 上帝早就把他审判的标准告诉了我们。
And every one of us will face God one day, and we are clear that God has given the standards of his judgment to us, the word of God.
要有耶稣说的话,
that is the word of Jesus.
耶稣审判的时候, 就根据他所说的话来审判我们, 而他说的话已经在圣经上告诉我们了, 是显明的。
When Jesus judged the world, he will use the his words to judge the world, and he has told his words in the Bible.
这就是我们的信仰，我们从圣经来的信仰，跟其他一切的异教、一切的这个其他的宗教信仰一个很大不同的地方。
That's the big difference between our belief and all the other religions in the world.
穆斯林他们认为上帝是不可琢磨的。
Muslims thought that God is unsearchable.
然后犹太教认为上帝是喜怒无常的。
Then the Jewish people they think that God is kind of changing all the time.
然后你看, 在什么印度教啊, 其他的那些异教佛教里面, 他们常常会有一个词, 无常, 无常, 就是不知道, 不知道, 就是 他们对他们所拜的那个假神偶像, 他们就不知道。
And in some Hindu religions, and they often use a word the unknown or changing that word, they don't know about the God they worship.
其实在很多其他的宗教信仰或者是各种思想里面, 都会有地狱啊, 都会有这样的末日审判的这样的观念在里面。
Actually, in a lot of religions and beliefs in the world, they have this concept of last day, the end of the world, or the hell in them.
但是他们不知道到底这个标准是什么, 到底什么样的人要掉到这个炼狱火湖啊, 到地狱里去, 到底是怎么审判, 神到底是怎样, 神的心意怎样, 不知道, 所以就活在恐惧当中。
But they don't know the standards that God will use, what kind of people will fall into the hell, and they don't know, so they live in terror.
但是耶稣讲得很清楚, 就是耶稣审判之后, 他末日审判的时候, 他其实他的审判标准都已经清楚告诉我们, 就是他讲的话, 圣经都告诉我们了。
So Jesus was very clear that when he comes to the world to judge the world, he will use his word to judge the world.
所以我们所信靠的这一位圣经所启示出来的上帝, 是我们可以清楚地认识和知道的, 因为一切关于救恩的真理, 上帝已经全备地赐给我们了, 没有什么隐藏的, 就是关乎救恩的真理。
So the God has been, who has been revealed by the Bible, and the God we know, he has revealed all his salvation through the Bible.
当然了，还有上帝许许多多的事情我们是不知道，但是关乎救恩的真理，上帝已经全部告诉我们了。
We may not know all the things about God, but about the salvation, that God has revealed them, through the Bible.
那么上帝也告诉我们, 他将怎样审判呢? 按耶稣说的话。
And God told us and how he will judge the world. He will judge the world by the word that Jesus has spoken.
所以, 耶稣同样也说, 在约翰福音的5章, 耶稣说, 父不审判, 乃将审判的事全交于子。
Jesus said in John 5:22 that for the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son.
然后, 在27节, 耶稣也说, 就是天父赐给他行审判的权利。
And verse 27, God has given him authority to execute judgment.
所以耶稣说他会审判的, 他有这个审判的权利。
So Jesus said he will judge, he has the authority to judge.
然后在约翰福音9:39节, 耶稣说, 我为审判到这世上来。
John 9:39, Jesus said, "For judgment I have come into this world."
叫不能看见的可以看见，能看见的反瞎了眼。
That those who do not see may see, and those who see may be made blind.
所以在这里我们又看到这个我们刚才所读的，约翰福音十二节，约翰福音十二章四十七节，耶稣说他来不是审判，来是拯救。
And John 12:47, Jesus said he did not come to judge but to save.
但是在我们刚才所读的这个约翰福音的九章三十九节，耶稣却说他就是为审判来。
But here this verse says that he came to judge.
所以那耶稣到底是审判是不审判呢？
So whether to judge or not.
或者说我们到底应该是去嫁给别人或者不嫁给别人呢？
Or should we judge others or not?
啊，其实答案其实很简单，我们刚才已经说，就是耶稣第一次来是拯救，但是耶稣第二次来他要审判。
The answer is simple. We have just talked about that. Jesus came the first time to save and the second time to judge.
但是在约翰福音九章，耶稣说我为审判到这世上来，叫不能看见的可以看见，能看见的反瞎了眼，那到底什么意思？
But what does the John 9:37 says? For judgment I have come into the world, and those who do not see me see, and those who see may be made blind. What does that mean?
那么耶稣说我为什么来这世界？那到底是指他第一次来，第二次来呢？
And what did Jesus say? Is this his first coming or the second coming?
显然这个地方指的是第一次来。
And obviously he refers to his first coming.
因为第一次来。才是让不能看见的可以看见，让看见的反瞎了眼。
Because he first, the first time he came to the world, so that those who do not see me see, and those who see me made blind.
那么第二次来就不做这个事情了，对不对
？And the second time he will not do those things.
第二次来直接审判，这该定罪就定罪，就下地狱了，就还让你什么开眼睁眼，那不用了。
And the second time he will just come, and those who will go to hell will go to hell, and it would not be such things.
所以我不知道大家有没有理解哈？其实耶稣讲他第一次来，他是把审判的标准告诉大家。所以呢，你可以看见，但是那些骄傲的人他就看不见耶稣的话。耶稣的话其实审判的标准。
So the first time Jesus came to the world, he has told us the standards of his judgment. And those who can see may see, but those proud people, they could not see. He has told the judgment, the standards for his judgment.
所以耶稣第一次来的时候，他第一次做长篇的一个讲道，叫做登山宝训。
And Jesus, the first time he came to the world, he has made a long speech, the Sermon on the Mount.
这也被称为天国的宪章。
It is also called the chapter of the heaven.
这是天国的宪法。
And it's the law of the heaven.
这就是登山宝训。
And that's the Sermon on the Mount.
所以一来就颁布了天国的法律，这就是告诉大家，这就是天国的标准，这就是什么样的人可以进天国。
The first time he came to the world, he had given us the Sermon on the Mount, the laws of the heaven, the standards for his judgment.
所以从这个角度来看，耶稣说我为审判来到这个世上，就是他其实把审判的标准就带到世界上来了，第一次。
So from this point, for judgment I have come to the world, that is to say that he has brought the standards of judgment to the world.
来第一次来到世界上，他已经颁布了天国的法律，已经颁布了天国的宪法。
The first time he came to the world, he has given us the laws in heaven.
但是违背天国宪法的人有没有立刻丢到地狱里去啊？在耶稣第一次来的时候。
But for those who are against the laws in heaven, did God put them into the hell immediately?
当然没有。
Of course not.
所以耶稣说我是来拯救的，我不是来把你们定罪丢到地狱里去，我第一次来是来拯救，并且我把我的话告诉你们，这就是将来永恒里要定罪的标准。
So Jesus first came to the world and he said, I have told my word to you, and I will not just put you to prison right now, and I've told you the word of God, a word of God, and that's the standard for judgment in the future.
所以约翰福音九章三十九节跟约翰福音十二章三十七节没有矛盾，在讲同一件事情。
So John 9:39 and John 12:47 is not contradiction, contradictory, and they are telling the same thing.
所以耶稣说，他来是来拯救，不是来审判，这是在约翰福音十二章三十九三十七节说的。
Jesus came to the world to save, but not to judge. That's what Jesus said in John 12:47.
但是接下来耶稣说了，他其实。他的话就是末日审判的标准，而他的话什么时候告诉我们呢？他第一次来告诉我们。
Then Jesus continued to say that his word is the standard for his judgment in the last day, and he has told his word to us when he first came to the world.
所以耶稣在约翰福音九章三十七节说，他为审判来到这个世界上，就是他第一次来，其实把他的话告诉我们，而这个话就是将来永恒审判的标准了。
That's what Jesus, why Jesus said, for judgment have come into the world. He came to the world to tell us his word, which is the standards for the judgment in the last day.
所以在约翰福音反复出现一句话，耶稣基督说，有耳可听的都要听啊。就耶稣讲完话，他往往说这句话，有耳可听的都要听啊。
So in the book of John, Jesus has repeatedly said one sentence that those who has ears,should listen.
然后耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你们 ，I truly truly tell you， 我实实在在告诉你们。
And he has been repeating that I truly truly I tell you.
所以就是非常急迫、非常急切的，让人们认认真真听他的话，因为这些话以后要在末日审判的时候要用这些话来审判人。
And he eagerly wants.People to listen to his word, to hear his word, because those words will be the standards for the judgment in the last day.
所以，但是第一次来，耶稣把他的话告诉我们。
So the first time Jesus came to the world, he told us his words.
我们信靠耶稣所说的，我们就得救了。我们耶稣就救了我们。
If we believe what he said and we are saved, he saved us.
但是我们一直抵挡，一直抵挡。那么到末日时候，耶稣就要拿这些话来审判我们。
If you are against him all the time, and in the last day he will use his word to judge us.
那么我们今天所在的这个时间，一直是在耶稣第一次来跟耶稣第二次来之间。
And the time we are in is between the first Jesus' first coming and his second coming.
所以我们基督徒的责任是什么呢？到底是审判还是去拯救呢？
So what's the responsibilities of us Christians to judge or to save?
我们的责任跟主耶稣第一次来的责任是一样，我们是拯救，我们不是审判。
So our responsibility should be same as the Lord Jesus Christ when he first came to the world, is to save, not to judge.
所以我们要做的事情跟耶稣第一次来要做的事情是一样，就是把耶稣的话传给万民听，就是耶稣第一次来也是把他的话要传给我们。
So what we should do should be the same as when Jesus came to the world for the first time to preach his word, preach the gospel to all nations.
我们不是去审判万民，我们是把耶稣的话去传给万民。
We're not to judge the world, but to preach the word, to share the Jesus word to the nations.
然后让万民能够信靠耶稣的这些话、这些教训，并且遵行，万民就得救。
So people in all the nations will be able to believe the word of Jesus and be saved.
如果一直抵挡，一直抵挡，那么这些话将来会审判他。
If they are against the word all the time and the Jesus' word will be the standards to judge them in the future.
耶稣讲那个比喻，就说天国好像人撒种在这个田里。
Jesus has told us a parable that the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field.
这个比喻呢是在马太福音十三章二十四到三十节。
This parable is told in Matthew 13:24-30.
我给大家简单的就是描述一下这个比喻，很多弟兄姊妹都非常熟悉了。
I will just briefly tell you about this parable.
就是这一片田地呢，就是有好种子撒下去，有坏种子撒下去，结果最后长出来呢，就是这个麦子也长出来了，是这个稗子也长出来了。
So there's this field, and there were good seed and a bad seed sowed in it, and afterwards there were weeds, and weeds come out of them.
然后呢，这个田主的仆人就对主人就说，哎呀，我们把这个稗子赶紧给薅出来吧。
And the servants said to the master that, let's go and pull those weeds up.
然后主人却说什么呢？哎呀，他说不要薅这个稗子，让这个麦子和稗子一起长，让他们都长。
But the master said, do not pull those weeds up. Let the weeds and the wheat grow together.
那到收割的时候，再把这些稗子这个薅出来，再丢给烧。
And when it's time for harvest, and it will pull out the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned.
但是现在显然不是收割的时候。
But now it's obviously not the time for harvest.
所以麦子稗子，上帝说让他们都长。
So God said, let the weeds grow together with those wheat.
所以这就是神用日头照好人，也照歹人，降雨给义人，也给不义的人。
This is why God sent a sun. God shines his sun, light on the righteous and those unrighteous, and sends a rain on the righteous and those unrighteous.
好人坏人在这个世界上都享受受束，都得到上帝的普遍的恩典。
Good people or bad people, they all enjoy the grace from God, the general grace from God.
那么有一次。耶稣和他的门徒去到一个撒玛利亚人的村庄。
One time, Jesus and his disciples went to a Samaritan village.
那么那里的人呢，就拒绝耶稣和他的门徒。
And those people rejected Jesus and his disciples.
然后耶稣的门徒就雅各、约翰非常的生气，他说：“主啊，你要我们吩咐火从天上降下来，烧死这些村民吗？”
And his disciples James and John were angry, and they said, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them?"
啊，这些人不信你啊，不信耶稣啊。
Those people do not believe in you.
啊，他们所配得的就是地狱的火啊。
They deserve the fire in the hell.
让他们现在就被火烧死吧。
Let them be burned by fire right now.
那么结果耶稣对这两个门徒说什么呢？你们的心如何？你们并不知道，人子来不是要灭人的性命，是要救人的性命。
But Jesus told them that you do not know what manner of spirit you are of. For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them.
所以耶稣对这个门徒说，你们的心太残酷了。
And so Jesus told his disciples, and your heart are too cruel.
而且你们不了解耶稣的心，不认识耶稣的心。
And you do not know the heart of Lord.
耶稣是来拯救，耶稣第一次来是来拯救，耶稣第一次来不是来审判。
Jesus came the first time to save, not to judge.
我们再强调一次，我们现在所处的这个时间是在耶稣第一次来第二次之间，所以基督徒的责任是拯救，不是审判。
So I want to emphasize that the time period we are in is between Jesus' first coming and his second coming. So all we Christians, our responsibility is to save, not to judge.
我常常的感谢上帝，就是上帝不像人。
We often thank God that God is not like man.
人可以找到一万个看起来正义的理由，把他不喜欢的人给灭掉。
A man can find 10,000 excuses, seems to be righteous excuses to destroy those people they don't like.
我是这样的，我是很多人，我今天很多人不喜欢我，讨厌我，幸亏他们不是上帝，如果他们是上帝，他们一定会找到一个看起来正义的理由，早就把我除掉了。
And I know that I'm not sorry. And the people will probably dislike me or hate me sometimes. And I thank God that they are not God. If they are God, they probably have destroyed me already with seems to be righteous excuse.
其实我以前我心里也是这样，有些人我很不喜欢。有些人甚至对有一个群体我都很不喜欢，然后我会找到很多很多看起来很正义的理由，那这些人从世界上消失才好。
And I sometimes dislike some people or some groups of people. And sometimes I think I better find some good excuse to let them disappear from the earth.
啊，有什么贡献呢？你像这些人，好吃懒做，给世界、给地球一点贡献都没有，只有浪费啊。
What contributions did they make to the world? And they just eat and drink and be lazy, and they didn't make any contributions.
那是干脆都消失才好啊！希特勒就是这样想的。
It's better for them to disappear. That's what Hitler thought.
所以他找到很多看起来很合理呀、啊，甚至很正义的理由，他做非常残酷、可怕的事情。
So they found some seemingly right excuse to do some evil things.
后来我。后来信靠主了之后啊，就是我发现，我如果总说哎呀别人有什么好，我说我有什么好呢
？But when I believed in the Lord, after I believed in the Lord, when I found something bad in other people, I will always remind me to think of what good things I have.
我到底给别人给这个世界带来什么好的地方，带来什么祝福？我又做了什么呢？我不也是浪费资源吗
？What benefit did I bring to the world? I also waste the resources in the world.
后来我一想，全人类不都是这样吗
？And then I thought that it's the same case with all over the world, the people all over the world.
你说我们全人类发展科技、发展文明，最后造福了谁呀、啊？
And the people developed the civilizations and the technology, and what benefit did they bring?
谁享受了？最后谁享受了这些
？And who enjoyed all those things?
不就人自己吗
？The people themselves.
我们保护了大自然吗？我们保护了那些动植物吗？没有。
Did we protect the nature, those animals and trees and plants? No.
后来我们不说，哎呀，我们现在把沙漠变绿洲了呀，我们做很多好事啊。
And people probably will defend that we turn those sands into green land. We done a lot of good things like that.
我告诉你，那多少年前那里就是绿洲，你把它破坏了。
And I would tell you that many many years ago it was a green land, but you destroyed that.
我们想一下，我们人类发展科技、发展文明、发展社会制度、发展的一切，最后谁享受了？
And think about the people. Men have developed all kinds of social systems, civilizations, and technologies. And who enjoyed all those things?
所有这些东西都是好的，前提是把这些用来荣耀神，就是好的。
All those things might be good, but if you bring glory to things, to God, through all those things, then those things will be good.
如果你把这些所有的东西，你都满足自己的欲望，满足你自私的欲望，那就跟该隐的后代没有什么区别。
But if you just use all those things to satisfy the lust of all your sinful desires, and you will be no difference from the descendants of Cain.
该隐的后代也创造高度的文明呢、啊、他们有艺术家有科学家他们有坚固的城墙有发达的军事力量他们创造很好的文明但他们只有一个目的满足自己的欲望他不用来荣耀神
The Cain's the descendants theyhave the very high civilization, like they have very good artists and scientists, and they build great walls, and all those things they use to satisfy their own lust, not instead of glorify God.
所有的这些东西没有让该隐的后代成为更爱上帝、更爱别人的人，而让该隐的后代更加的自私、更加的满足自己的私欲。
All those things didn't make Cain's descendants love God and love others, but more and more they use all those things to satisfy their own desires, and they become more and more selfish.
所以后来神又赐给亚当夏娃一个儿子赛特，从赛特开始，人才开始敬拜神。整个该隐的后代，上帝就把他们放在一边了。又兴起赛特的后裔才开始敬拜神。
So later, God gave Adam and Eve another son, Seth. And from the time of Seth, people began to fear God.
啊，也敬拜神 ，to worship God.
And they began to worship God.
我以前看过 BBC 拍的一个纪录片，它这个纪录片是个幻想的，但是它制作非常的好。它就是大概几百万年之后，这个地球上没有人类了，这个地球会变成什么样子？
And I have seen a documentary in BBC, and it was a documentary that imagined that hundreds of years later, and when there were the no people on the earth.
我们大家想象一下，这个地球上没有人类，地球会变成什么样子
？Imagine if there is no human on the earth, what will the earth become?
我们会不会变成哇，像沙漠啊，像个可怕的星球
？Well, the Earth will become just like all over the there were sands. Terrible.
在 BBC 那个纪录片里呢，哇，那个地球恢复了，哇，变得好美呀、啊。
In that documentary of the BBC, and it said if there are no human on the Earth, and theEarth will become very, very beautiful.
我们今天就是我刚才说的太远，但是我们来回想耶稣基督，就是从上帝的眼中看呢，世人都是罪人了，但是上帝仍然要来拯救。
But in the eyes of God, all have sinned, but God come to save us.
那么我们的基督徒。我们信靠跟从耶稣的人，我们要知道，我们不要忘记自己的生命，不要忘记自己的使命。我们的使命就像耶稣一样，我们是来拯救的，我们是来传福音，是要拯救人。
For us who have believed in Jesus, and we should not forget our mission. Our mission is the same as Jesus, to save the world, to preach the gospel, to save the people.
我们传扬神的话语，是告诉人神的心意。我们传扬神的话语不是用这些东西来审判人来定罪人如果用这些来审判人定罪人那这个世界上所有人都会被定罪我们也是罪人
We preach the gospel to tell them the will of God and not to judge the people by the word of God If we use the word to judge people then we will be known that everyone is, will be judged because we are all sinners
那么在上文呢就是我们在上一次主日信息当中我们来思想为什么有些人他们信耶稣但是他们不敢承认耶稣
In our last sermon we talked about some people they believed in Jesus but they're not to acknowledge Jesus
这个圣经告诉我们因为这些人呢、啊、他害怕法利赛人如果他们承认他们信耶稣的话法利赛人会把他们赶出会堂
And the Bible tells us because they were afraid of those Pharisees. And if they believe in Jesus, they will be driven out of the synagogue by the Pharisees.
所以这些人爱人的荣耀过于爱神的荣耀。
So they love the praise of man more than the praise of God.
换句话说，这些人害怕人超过害怕神。
In other words, they fear man more than fear God.
所以他们怕法利赛人，他们不敢得罪法利赛人，因为法利赛人手上有权力。他们如果得罪了法利赛人，法利赛人把他们赶出会堂。
So they were afraid of the Pharisees because if they sin against the Pharisees, then the Pharisees will put them out of the synagogue.
我们知道，在那个时候，犹太人被赶出会堂，那是非常非常可怕的刑罚了。
We know that it's the greatest punishment for a Jew to be driven out of a synagogue.
所以这就是很多人，他用来控制别人，用来就是辖制别人的一个办法，就是定他的罪，用权柄来辖制他。你不服从我，我定你的罪，我审判你。
So that's what some people use the condemnation to control people if they don't listen to them, they will just condemn them and to drive them out of the synagogue.
耶稣接下来就说，你们那些听见我的话的人，不遵守的人，我不审判你。其实最直接的，耶稣讲的这些人什么人呢？就是那些信他，但是又不敢承认的人，是不是？他们信耶稣的话，但他不敢承认。耶稣接下来说， 你听见我的话，你们不遵行，但是我这个时候我不审判你们。
And then Jesus continued to say that those who hear my words but did not obey or did not believe, I would not judge him. He was referring to those people who believed his word but they are not to confess him. And Jesus said, for those people, I would not judge them.
所以简单一句话说，耶稣说，我不像那些法利赛人。法利赛人会定你们的罪，法利赛人会审判你们，法利赛人会把你们赶出会堂，法利赛人会让你们恐惧，利用你们的恐惧来控制你们。
So, put simply, Jesus said, I'm not like that Pharisees. The Pharisees condemn you and drive you out of the synagogue and to threaten you, but I'm not like them.
耶稣说，我不审判你们。你们虽然现在你不遵守我的话语，你听到我了，你不遵，耶稣说，我现在我不审判你，我不像那些法利赛人，我不要害怕，不要恐惧，到我这里来。
So Jesus said, even though you have hear my words and do not believe, and I will not judge them, do not be afraid, come to me.
所以这就是耶稣跟法利赛人的不同。法利赛人用他们的手里的权力去定罪别人，去审判别人，用这个方式来辖制人。耶稣说他不用这样的方式。
And that's the difference between Jesus and those Pharisees. Pharisees use their authority to threaten people, to condemn people. And Jesus said, I will not judge.
耶稣说我是来拯救的，所以不要怕，不要怕，不要怕到我这里来，我定罪你，我审判你。耶稣说不要这样。
So Jesus said, I come to save, not to judge. So do not be afraid. Come to me, and I will save you.
我以前在公司上班的时候，有一次我跟我的领导一起出去出差。
And while I was still working in a company, and one time I was on a business trip with one of my leader.
然后呢，这个领导很看不惯我礼拜天就去到当地的教会去聚会。我领导很看不惯这一点，虽然我礼拜天都没有什么工作。
And that leader was not happy with me because I went to church on Sundays, even though I do not have to work on Sundays.
然后领导就对我说，我只要一句话就毁你一辈子，所以你不要信什么基督教了。
And the leader said to me that as long as I said some words and your future will be ruined, so do not believe in Christianity anymore.
我当时刚刚的大学毕业参加工作，我听了这个话心里很害怕。
And at that time, it's not long before, after my graduation, and I just started to work. So when I heard that word, I was a little afraid.
后来我还是坚持去教会，还是继续是基督徒，或者我说你毁就毁吧，反正我要信耶稣。
But I kept on going to church, and I was still a Christian, and I said that, if you want to destroy my future, let it be. I still want to be a Christian.
事实上就是我有更好的前途啊，在神的心意当中。
Actually, in the eyes of God, I have a better future.
那么还有一些异端和这种极端的这种所谓，他们称自己是基督教会，他们用同样的方式，用恐吓威胁的方式去辖制人。
And for some churches with some those heresies and those extreme churches, and they use this kind of way to condemn people, to frighten people.
你说在一些很出名的异端呐、什么摩门教啊、耶和华见证人、安息日会包括东方的一些异端，什么东方闪电呐、三叔基督这些异端，他们都有一个共同的特点，他们恐吓人、恐吓信徒、威胁信徒。
And for some Western heresies like the Mormons, the Jehovah's Witness, and the Seventh Day Adventist, and some Eastern heresies like the Eastern Lightning or the Almighty Church, they have something in common. They threaten those congregations.
我以前到一个很偏远的地方传福音的时候，我就亲眼见到过这些异端呐、就是他们很多人就站在一些就是他们认为就是要叛变的信徒家门口，就去骂他们，然后就去咒诅他们， 就说啊，你们如果不信我们所传的这些啊，神要降怎样的灾祸就临到你，然后就骂就咒诅那家人。
And when I preached the gospel in a faraway village in mainland China, and have witnessed in my eyes that those people from those heresies, they went to the house of the someone who did not want to believe them anymore. They curse them, and they curse this family, and they curse that if you do not believe in me, and those kind of disasters will fall on you.
啊，其实这种事情不仅在中国大陆有，其实在西方啊，在北美的美国一样的，就是异端往往用这样恐吓、威胁、咒诅的方式来辖制这些人，就像当年的法利赛人。
So it's not only in mainland China, it's also in many parts of the world in the West. And if those heresies would use this kind of way to threaten people, and to control them.
所以耶稣说他不是这样的。
But Jesus said that he's not like that.
所以不要怕，到我这里来。
So do not be afraid, come to me.
我来拯救，不来审判。
I come to save, not to judge.
这是耶稣大声疾呼，圣经说他大声喊 ，cry out， 发出的邀请。
And that's the invitation that Jesus cried out, as described in the Bible.
然后呢，这也是耶稣最后的警告。
And this is also Jesus' last warning.
耶稣说，有光的日子不多了，赶紧要来到这光中。
And Jesus says there will be not a lot of time where there's still light. Well, there's still light. Come to the light.
好，我们请大家起立，我们最后来读几处圣经的经文。
Now please stand up. Let's read some scriptures.
好，我们一起。一起来读《约翰福音》十二章四十七到四十八节。
John 12:47-48。
约翰福音十二章四十七节起，若有人听见我的话不遵守，我不审判他。我来本不是要审判世界，乃是要拯救世界。弃绝我不领受我话的人，有审判他的，就是我讲的道。在末日要审判他。我们再来读诗篇的130篇第三节。
Psalm 133。
主耶和华呀，你若纠察罪孽，谁能站得住呢？罗马书3:23。因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。罗马书5:8。唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。上帝爱世人，甚至是世人还是罪人的时候，上帝就爱世人。
God loves the world even when they are still sinners.
上帝爱这些活在罪中的世人到一个什么地步？上帝为他们舍命，道成肉身的上帝为他们舍命。
God loved those sinners to the extent that God laid down His life for them.
好，我们再来读约翰福音3:16-18。
Let's read John 3:16-18 again.
约翰福音3:16起，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we praise you, we thank you.
感谢你把你的话语赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your word.
让我们从圣经的话语当中能够认识主耶稣基督，能够明白神的心意。
And we will know Lord Jesus Christ and the will of God through the Bible.
感谢主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世界上的时候，没有审判这个世界。
We thank that God that when Jesus came to the world, Word become flesh to, came to the world, He didn't come to judge the world.
因为若神纠察罪孽，没有人可以站立得住。
If God marks iniquities and no one can stand.
感谢神，虽然我们还是罪人的时候，神就爱了我们。
We thank God that while we were still sinners and God loved us.
神爱我们这些罪人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。
God loved us that He gave His only begotten Son to us.
让我们这些不堪不配的罪人，仅仅因着相信主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的救恩，我们就罪得赦免。
For His unworthy sinners, and just by believing what Jesus have accomplished on the cross, and will be saved.
愿圣灵来光照带领我们，让我们这一切信靠耶稣基督的人，把这大好的消息传给这世人听。
And may Holy Spirit lead us so that we can preach the good news to people.
让我们真正是从于爱神爱人的心，让我们把这福音的好消息传给人。
And out of the love to God and out of our love to our brothers and sisters and to the people around us that we share the gospel to people.
让我们当把上帝的话语传给世人的时候，我们心里是充满的爱，我们心里不是充满的恨。
Our heart be filled with love instead of hate while we preach the gospel to others.
我们是用上帝的话语去拯救人，我们不是用上帝的话语去定罪人。
We use God's words to save people instead of to judge them.
愿神保守我们，让我们行在我们的大使命当中，因为审判是上帝在末日所做的事情。
And may God keep us in the great commitment because judgment is what Jesus will be doing in the last day.
让我们今天还在这世界上的时候，还不是末日的时候，让我们效法耶稣的脚踪，让我们从神带着从神那里来的爱，把这拯救的福音带给世人。
Well, it's still today. It is not yet the last day. Let's follow the steps of our Lord Jesus and to preach the gospel to people so that they can be saved.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.